Chapter 4. Will Chambers was waiting in the lobby of the District of Columbia Police Department, just outside of the office of Captain Jenkins. He could have talked to him on the phone about the matter of Audra's murder, but Will chose to come in person, thinking perhaps it would give closure. But now he was doubting that. Instead, he admitted to himself his decision to meet directly with the police captain had more to do with his instincts as a trial lawyer. He wanted to eyeball the man, take in his demeanor, his gestures, his facial expression. And in a face-to-face meeting, Will would be able to probe deeper, to find out what was not being discussed, to read between the lines. Jenkins strode into the lobby. He was wearing a smartly starched white shirt. His badge was polished, and his pants were neatly pressed. He had the no-nonsense look of business about him, all police procedure. He reached out his hand to Will. "Mr. Chambers, I don't know if you remember me," he began. "I think we spoke on the phone a few times during the initial investigation into your wife's death. I am sorry we have to meet again in such unfortunate circumstances. Won't you come in?" Will nodded, shook his hand, and followed him into his office. The captain flipped open the file on his desk, leaned back slightly in his chair, and then folded his hands in his lap and began talking. "How long had you and your former wife been separated at the time of her murder?"
Less than a year."
"She left you?"
"Yes," Will responded, puzzled at the approach the other man was using, particularly if the purpose of their conversation was to close the file on Audra's death.
"Mr. Chambers, before I share with you the information that has just come to light about her assailant, I just wanted to know whether in the years since our investigation, have you yourself come across any additional information about your wife? Anything that might shed light on the circumstances of her murder? People or organizations that she had contact with shortly before her death?" Will studied the man carefully. It seemed clear he did not consider this a closed file. As a matter of fact, his questions gave Will the impression that this was a case that, for some reason, was being actively investigated.
"I don't have any more information," the lawyer said. "I don't have anything to add to what I told investigating officers at the time. Now, why don't you share with me the details of what you told my secretary? Who is this guy who murdered Audra?"
The guy's name was...